Welcome to In-Depth Academia. I'm Richard Price, founder and CEO of academia.edu, and today we're taking a vigor dive into some fascinating and honestly quite moving research from Ruku E. Anson. The paper up for discussion is called Te Put o Te Ora, Akapapa of a Wound. Before the first breath, as always, want to make it crystal clear, I'm here to present the findings and views of the itself, not to put my stamp of approval or criticism on them. It's all about exploring, prescribing ultimatums. So let's into the heart of this article. It poses a crucial question. Existed to protect us before wounds of trauma or relational harm were ever even possible. Specifically, R. I. Anson asks what was originally built, Kali and biologically, to the unborn child, especially within the Maori tradition. Why this so? Because it shapes the earliest influences on our health and identity, even before take our first breath. It's about roots, quite literally. Now, a bit of background before we get rolling. This article is the introduction to a series on generational transmission of trauma, but pauses to zoom even further in timeline, rather starting as first encounter with pain. Ruku asks, wait, slow down. What foundations protection did indigenous communities create beforeization uprooted so much? How might restoring have actually changed outcomes? Okay, some of the Kora Ruku from Three Pools. Maori cultural knowledge, especially adhere to tapu or to weretangata or the sacredness of the womb. Modern research, prenatal epigenetics, lived from contemporary families trying to restore protective practice. So what's so significant? The article actually argues that traditional frameworks anticipating and shaping A's prenatal environment, just spiritual or for tradition's sake, they were observed, grounded in a wild twist, end up aligning with lab findings about how development and trauma med before birth. Let's get tangible science. Specifically, research on prenatal epigenetics shows that a mother's stress or substance use or even just quality of her relationships produces hormonal and biochemical, whether for baby, the father's biological state, even before, leaves marks too. The developing baby, all of this before one out here, right? Us. The Maori framework didn't just recognize this. It built a system for communal support. Kuia tō, elders and experts, wrapped around parents-to-be, providing protection on stressful influences certain, wasn't just about don't, it was the you, the sacredness and vulnerability that unborn life. Now, I do want to pause, and Ruku's whole approach is not to say that lost traditions are easily revived or anyone form all families today, and also, this isn't an endorsement from me. The paper makes it quite clear colonization didn't just add new ideas about pregnancy, it systematically dismantled and criminalized the Maori system, breaking intergener transmission. So, when contemporary families struggle to, or these protective practices, it's not a personal failure, it's a structural historical break. All right, let's pivot. What this mean, literally, for you or for us, right here and now? The implications are really, practical. This research suggests that prenatal well-being isn't just about medical appointments or abstaining from alcohol. It's about reconnecting to cultural knowledge, fostering collective support, and understanding both states as hugely significant. Right from the start, practitioners, it asking deeper questions. How is this mother or father being? What's the quality of the field the baby is in? For communities, it's called to restore not just practices, but the knowledge and relationships that families... Oops, before I wrap up, here's a little digression. You know, whenever I read about fields or environments, I start thinking about gardening. Sometimes I imagine my own window plants, how even a single day of neglect shows up in their leaves. Of pregnancies are about 1,000 times more delicate and complex, but maybe that's not the worst analogy. Anyway, back to the point. In conclusion, this paper, Ruku I. Anson, isn't laying out the answers. It's offering a perspective, a set of valuable questions and cross-disciplinary insights, both cultural and scientific. Remember, work academia is rarely about certainty. It's about opening new ways to notice, connect, act wherever we find ourselves in the story. If you're a parent, a health worker, a community elder, or just maybe this nudges to reflect on what surrounds our most vulnerable before first. Thanks for joining me. It's been a pleasure sharing this journey with you on In Depth with Academia. And just to underline it all, these aren't my conclusions, just Ruku I. Anson's lens, and research is the start of the end. Take care, and until next, keep asking, keep reimagining what possible.